It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is NDSU Extension Educator Amy Tickey. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Steve.
Now, Christmas is, just 1 week away and maybe a day. So, have you done your shopping yet?
You know, Steve, I've been spending a lot of time in stores. I'm not a huge shopper normally, so I'm kind of ODing on the shopping right now. And no, I'm not quite done. But, you know, I do enjoy getting out. You know, one of the things I have noticed in some of my later evening forays especially is that there's plenty of other families that are out there, many with children, and some with children that are, again, way past ready to be done shopping. you know, and I think most of us, whether we have children or not, have either seen or experienced that shopping meltdown stage. Again, just where they're done. And so today I'd just like to share some tips to help either avoid or manage that type of situation for those of us who are still shopping.
Sounds great, Amy. Let's listen in, folks. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, is to plan. You know, is it nap time or meal time, or is it long past your child's bedtime? You know, I honestly don't know a single parent that wants to be at Walmart at 10 o'clock at night with a toddler. You know, it's not something that we ever want to do. But again, sometimes we can avoid it with a little pre-planning. So if we have another option, you know, go at another time or leave the child home with a spouse or child care provider, you know, the odds of having problems are just, you know, so much higher when your child are already super tired or hungry. And then, you know, another thing, Steve, is to, and this can be tough too, but avoid paying off behavior that you don't want. You know, so while your child's having a meltdown, it's really tempting. You know, you want to stop that fussing. You don't like being the center of attention in the middle of the store. But anytime you hand them that candy that they're whining about or the toy that they're screaming for, it might solve that problem in a real short-term sense. But if you're doing it on a regular basis, it's going to cause, you know, a longer-term problem. Every time you give in, you've just reinforce that behavior. So try and avoid that temptation. And then also, I think something that's really powerful, I know something that's powerful, is offering choices. All of us, no matter our age, like to have some sense of control. And so anytime we offer a choice to a child, we give them some control, which helps. So if it's, you know, hey, John, would you like this cereal or that cereal, or would you like the red shirt or the blue shirt? And again, you're offering choices that are equally fine with you as the parent, right? Two acceptable choices. You want to avoid getting drug into any kind of discussion about it, but sometimes if the child's, you know, wanting option C, right, you can give a brief explanation like, you know, hey, that cereal isn't good for your body and we want you to grow up big and strong. But it's amazing how often that works, where they'll just, you know, okay, they go with the cereal that you're already fine with. And then have your child help out too. You know, hey, John, can you help me, you know, can you put the tomatoes in the bag for me? And I have a confession to make. I absolutely cannot get those little vegetable bags open in Walmart. I just can't. And my 11-year-old is so much better at it than I am. So I'm like, hey, Owen, please just open this bag for me. But it's amazing how much kids love to help. And that can be a distraction, too, and help keep them busy. And then as a part of that, you can make an educational experience or a game, you know, especially with some of our younger kids. What fruit is red? Or can you find the letter B? Or what veggie would a rabbit like to eat? You know, that type of thing that really helps keep them engaged and make shopping fun. I mean, if you have a little bit older children, you can help them by, you know, help them learn some skills by having them either do some price comparisons or look at food labels. I know I have an older daughter who's in college who really utilizes that price comparison skill a lot these days.
Yeah.
So. You're really planning for the future by engaging them in grocery shopping or shopping in general from an early age. And then, you know, I think sometimes we forget to praise our kids. So sometimes when we're not having an issue with them in the store, we don't pay attention to that. And so remember to notice and be specific. You know, hey, John, I notice you're staying right next to the cart. That's awesome. You know, that's really responsible of you. And watch their chests puff out. And that's really going to reinforce that positive behavior.
Now, these all sound like great suggestions, Amy, but what do you do if your child is having a major tantrum?
Yeah, and this can be challenging, but number one is keep your cool. You know, it doesn't help the situation at all when you as a parent lose control or get angry. And then something else that can also be a real challenge is keeping that talking to a minimum. You know, we're all tempted to to, you know, get into it with our children. But a kid that's in mid-tantrum, they're not going to hear a word that you have to say. They aren't actually even able to access that prefrontal cortex or the thinking part of their brain, so talking doesn't help. If you can, you know, if you can take the child to a quiet place, the restroom or back to the car and wait for them to calm down, that's helpful too. And I think it takes some of the pressure off of us from being, you know, feeling like the whole store is watching what's going on. And if you have had an incident, you know, a negative incident, for the next time, just encourage and show confidence in your kid. You're not going to want to focus on past mistakes. Kids do tend to live up to our expectations. So when we're positive about the next foray into the store, that's going to help us out as well.
Well, thanks for those tips, Amy. If you need more information, how can they get hold of you?
Yeah, please. You know, NDSU Extension exists to serve Valley City and other local communities in North Dakota. And, of course, we welcome your questions at any time. You can feel free to stop by the courthouse, check out our resources, or give us a call at Barnes County Extension at 845-8528. And I guess with that, I'm going to wish you good luck wrapping up your shopping, Steve.
Thank you. Yes, I will need all of that and more. You guys
take
have
care.
A good holiday, okay?
Thank you.
There's Amy Tickey with NDSU Barnes County Extension Educator, our guest here on our Voice of the Valley.